June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, we bring to you former Texas Rangers pitcher, supporter of charity, our friend, and guy we weren't sure was going to pick up the phone. It is Derek Holland. Good afternoon, sir.
Man, you guys didn't think I'd pick up the phone? I missed you guys.
Come I'm not going to lie. That conversation did take place in the break.
It was my fault, Derek. I did not reply after the last conversation. And I was like, oh, I never confirmed anything. So I did. It's on me. What if he's out there coaching the kids right now? You know, he's coaching the baseball and his phone's in his bat bag.
No, I got home in time. I just wouldn't have been able to drive up in time and get there to the studio. That's the thing. That's what we wanted. That was our goal, is to get me in there, which before the charity event, that's what I'm going to do, is I'm going to make my way in there because I miss you guys so much.
I need a Derek hug.
That's nice. We miss you too.
Do you still carry a bat bag?
No, I do not.
You okay. Still carry two phones?
You know what? I'm curious what you guys call it, but I carry, as I would call it, a book bag, and I'll just put my gloves in there, a notepad, and that's really it.
Call it backpack.
Backpack. I see the faces you guys make. I'm watching you guys on Twitch while we're talking, and the faces are just puzzling. Yeah, I see you, Kevin.
Okay, well, see, I was trying to decide, is my next question, do you still have two phones? Do you still drink that grass juice or whatever the hell that is? Like, how are things going for you?
Well, I've got the one phone. I do not drink the grass stuff. I'm trying to think of what that was.
It looked like a weird yellow or green thing and like a tiny cup.
It's called Healthy, Kevin, is what it's called.
Oh, that was it was a shot. It was a shot of ginger root and cayenne pepper and what was the other thing? Apple cider vinegar, mm-hmm. All mixed in.
Yeah, Kevin never had awesome. A single one of those, I bet.
No.
Yeah.
But I also didn't forget all my stuff going into the ballpark. You know what I'm saying, Derek? All right.
Yeah, I've done that a couple of times.
God, jeez. I'm just kidding. I miss you too, Derek. All right.
Sure seems like it.
All right. 60feet6.org. And I want to make sure everybody understands on the website, it's the numerals 60 and then feet, F-E-E-T, 6, the number again, .org. I know you've got your event coming up at the end of the month, Monday, June 30th at the Diamond Oaks Country Club. Can you tell us how people can get more information or how they can find out or learn more about it? And what are you guys raising money for?
Well, the good thing is it's all for charity, helping kids with cancer. The big thing to get involved, you can either go to us on Instagram or X or just the website as well. Either way. Reach out to us on there if you want to get involved, get a team. It is a scramble format. The big thing I really want to put out there, too, is there's going to be a surprise for me. But 2 years ago, this girl, Ariana, she had brain cancer. And at the time, she was going through the whole process. And when she came to town for my charity event that was in November, she was surprising me that she was in remission, but I was surprising her with getting to shave my head. And once that all took place, we talked about it, and she ended up shaving my head. She thought it was one of the coolest things ever. She was giggling, laughing, took her away from everything. Well, they came back the next year for the charity event. I always try to bring the kids back around and let them share their story and try to, you know, continue to motivate these kids. And this year, last year, she didn't get to come because we had found out that she was, the cancer had come back.
Oh, man.
And so she's been dealing with that. And then I just got I want to say it was maybe a few days ago. I got the phone call from them saying that it wasn't very good. Mm. Things were not going well. And I wanted to be able to, as Ariana is here in town, and I'm hoping we can have her at the event, is I want her to be able to see the love and the support that not only my fan base, but the people around and those that are there for her. Let her know that she's not in this fight by herself. You know, we're here to fight with her. We're going to take every step of this with her and let her know she's not alone. You know, we care. We want to do what we can to help her. And that's what this is all about, is not just only helping her, but helping all the other kids that are out there dealing with these issues and try to take them away from dealing with that and let them be able to enjoy their lives and be what they truly are. And Ariana has been an inspiration to me with the knowledge and the attitude that she brings. She is a fighter. She has literally said it. The doctors were supposedly telling her it might not be the best idea to come out to Texas, but she said she didn't care. She was going to do it. She's going out there. She's going to live her life. And well, she's here in Texas. So just please, all I care about, just pray for her. If you can help us out, be a part of the foundation. That's what this is all about, is just trying to help these kids and help Ariana.
Is this the first time you've done a golf outing, Derek?
No, we did one before. It's just been a while since we've done it. It's just so hard because of the weather. Usually I'll do like a concert and whatnot.
Yeah.
We are going to try to do both, is what I've been told.
Nice.
The golf thing is, we just want to see if we can get that going. Obviously the love of golf that I have, they want to try to incorporate that, but it's just the hardest part is, man, this weather. We got to hope for a great day.
Yeah. Now, in the when it comes to that, I know your friend John Daly's been helping you kind of get some things rolling, and what, so you can play in some of these pro-ams and stuff, right? Is that going on?
Yeah, he's helping me out. I've been working with his caddy, trying to get my golf game going a little bit better. It's funny you say that too. He sent out a guitar that's going to be signed by him, and I think it was Kid Rock too. I can't remember who else is on it, but he is bringing that to get that auctioned off as well. Yes, thumbs up to that. That is awesome. That's something that we want to see. But he has been a huge helping hand for me, teaching me a lot of things too. So it's been great working with him.
Have you spent much time with Kid Rock?
I have not.
Okay.
I've seen him. I've talked to him a few times. He was at the last golf outing that I was with. I didn't really get to say much to him, but he was there. I mean, he knew who I was because of playing with Detroit, with the Tigers. He is a Detroit fan. But I mean, I didn't really spend much.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Time with him, and I honestly didn't care. I was really concerned with just getting to play golf.
And that, hey, if you've ever seen him, He's always ready to play golf. I'm not sure. Like, Derek always looks like he's either ready to go pitch or play some golf.
See, Derek, I always thought when you had the Tommy John issue the last go around is you were sad about baseball, but you were really devastated about not being able to golf.
No, I was definitely sad about baseball.
Okay.
I don't think I was not. But yeah, golf is, it's just because that's, to me, that's what I was going to be doing once I retired. It was like, I want to continue to keep working. I was getting so good. Well, I should say getting better at golf. And then Tommy John came in and made me take quite a bit of some steps backwards. But no, I really do miss golfing. Pitching. The good thing, I had a lot of fun throwing BP to the kids at Northlake. I do have another opportunity that has come my way, which I'm not allowed to share yet, though, but I will be coaching somewhere else.
Nice.
I'm not allowed to say yet, but that's going to be exciting. I'm definitely pumped about that. Continue to try to help these kids out. I want to try to get kids to get to the next level. I feel like I bring a lot to the table to help them so that they can get going to, you know, get to the goal, the big leagues.
Yes, and speaking of coaching, if you don't cover first base and you cost your team a couple of runs,
man,
is that like immediate dismissal? Or like, how's that work? What is the fine on something like that, Derek?
Well, let's see. In college, you would be running until you throw up.
Yeah,
is the way I would put it. In the big leagues, that is, I've done it before, and I will never forget that because of Wash. Wash absolutely destroyed me. He just let me have it. I mean, I think every word started with F and ended with a K in there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
At some point, I mean, there's other things that were said, but, you know, you got to do your job. That's the one thing, and after I did that, yeah, I know. I see Kevin's trying to figure out what I was trying to say.
I get what you're trying to say, but you said it ended with a K in there.
I was trying to keep it as like normal as possible, not say too much there.
Hey, you dumb fork! Get over here!
It got to the point to where I knew I better cover first base next time.
Yeah.
And I never missed that after that.
And also, I was just kind of curious about this. Your thoughts. When a team isn't hitting, like the Rangers aren't right now, as a pitcher, are you like, I can't wait to get on the mound to get against these guys?
Well, here's the thing, too. Like, and I'm glad that we're talking about it, is I want to get the fans to understand, you know, you do obviously have a great hitting coach now with Brett Boone getting there. Obviously, you had great coaches before. It's not always going to be the hitting coach's fault. That's the thing, is when guys aren't hitting, it's the player themselves. As a coach, we're trying to get the timing correct. So in that aspect, the hitting is probably a hundredth of a second off of their timing. That's what's causing, you know, the contact that they're getting or the swing and miss, whatever it is. And you also go through a phase to where you're just not seeing the ball very well at all. And you have to kind of work on, you know, basic stuff. I would watch Shinsu Chu. He would do a lot of tracking when he was in the cages. Doesn't mean you have to swing every time. It was just more of get that timing, feel it out, and continue to keep working. The other thing that I like to point out, too, is, man, the pitching has been lights out. The pitching's been great.
Yes.
Hitting, obviously, has not been as great as we want it to be. But that's how it usually works. If you think about the World Series team, when they won it in 23, everything was clicking. Pitching, hitting, bullpen, every defense, all of it. It was all clicking. Right now we have the pitching is clicking, but the hitting is not. The defense is clicking. Defense is still making plays. So you have most of the things there. You just need that one last thing. But I guarantee it's going to happen at some point, is hitting's going to take off and pitching's going to fall down.
So I kind of want to ask another question in that vein. I thought Corey's question was really interesting. So I wanted to look at it from the perspective of how you feel as a starting pitcher when your team isn't hitting. Like, I get when you're going up against another team, but what do you go out there and you're like, well, I know I'm going to have to be great because our offense is probably going to struggle.
No, you can't think like that. The main thing is, if you just go out there and do your job, you know that the offense is probably one hit away from taking off. So if I go out there and continue to keep pitching my game and doing my job, I can let that happen and be okay with it, knowing that, you know what, okay, they didn't get me some run support today, so what? But at least I kept them in the game. As long as you can keep them in the game, that's going to keep their confidence going, and they're going to keep I mean, they're trying everything they can to get it right. I can promise you that. Yes, it's frustrating as a pitcher when you can't get run support, but at the same time, there's also days where they're going to look at you and be like, dude, we put up 12 runs and you decided to give up 14. Like, what the heck were we doing? So you got to be able to continue to be supportive of them, stay behind them. Don't try to do anything different just because they're not putting up runs. That's the biggest issue is sometimes you run into it is, oh, I got to be more perfect now because we're not putting up runs, and you end up hurting yourself and creating more of a, you know, a lead for the other team, whereas just continue to keep doing what you've been doing the whole time and watch everything unfold.
That's our friend Derek Holland right there. We always enjoy having him around and being able to hang out and talk baseball with him. The knowledge base is phenomenal. It's great to be able to get that. 60feet6.org. You can go there. I just tweeted out a link to where you can go get tickets for the golf outing. Each day, 43 children in the U.S. are expected to be diagnosed with cancer. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease among children, and only 4% of the billions of dollars the government spends annually on cancer research is directed towards treating childhood cancer. So help Derek Holland help out and help make a difference here, because this golf tournament will be a lot of fun.
Yes, it most definitely will. And it's bigger than me. It's bigger than baseball. It's bigger than all that. It's just more about being able to get these kids to see that there's more people in their corner than just their families.
There you go.
Well, I appreciate very much you giving us that baseball insight.
Yes, sir.
And raising money for the kids. Thank you very much for the time, good sir.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. And as always, it's great to hear your voices and see you guys on Twitch.
Yes.
And as Gavin would say, it's pure gold as always.
There it is.
That's nice. All right, Derek, we'll see you in studio soon.
Okay, bye.
There you go. Derek Holland right here on 104.3 The Fan. Man, he is. I will tell you this. So whenever he used to come in studio every single week, he would get so mad at me if I ever forgot to like push the issue and get Gavin Dawson to say pure gold as always.
He'd be like, you didn't do it today.
We wouldn't have any notes on the rest of the show. He'd be like, what the hell was that at the end? And I'm like, oh yeah, my bad.
That's his favorite line. I get it.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.